You're listening to the rap radio hour.
Medford, can you hear me? All the mics on.
How about now?
Hello? No.
Hello? Hello? Okay, we can share this one, Isaac.
Yeah, we'll share the mics. You can also drag number two over.
Well, I mean, this is going to be in use pretty soon here, so.
Well, we have some guests in the studio.
For radio, radio hour. Yeah, will you guys say your names and just where you're from?
Hi, I'm Isaac Nielsen. I'm also from Salt Lake City, Utah, as I'm Elliot Nielsen's brother.
All right, and our last guest.
I am Carol Nielsen, Elliot Nielsen's mother. And Isaac Nielsen.
Welcome to Rap Radio Hour.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. So should we do the usual business? This is WFM Medford. The time is 2:05. You're listening to 91.5 FM. And we're going to start off with a PSA.
Do you want to read safe.
It? I'll have Isaac
do you want to read
he's
it?
He's an actor. Yeah, just read this out loud. You're
sort of improv.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, start wherever you want.
Firearm safety, PSA. Four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule 0, all guns are always loaded. Rule 1, never point a gun at anything you are not willing to destroy. Rule 2, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule 3.
Sorry, are yours only in the right?
Be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, we're good. Sorry, my headphones were only playing in the right ear.
Oh, weird.
I just wanted to make sure everybody else is fine.
Yeah. I think we're good.
Okay, good.
Do you want these?
Yeah, sure.
Right,
thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, you got to put that over there. Would you mind turning up the... All right, good. Okay, so that's the PSA, Medford, and welcome back to Rap Radio Hour. Are you going to play the intro song?
Yeah.
I want to play the intro song. Okay, so this is all about rap. Thanks for coming.
Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with...
Rap Radio Hour.
That's right, Medford, it's the Rap Radio Hour.
Medford, we're back! Rap Radio Hour.
Rap Radio Hour.
In the house. We have two special guests today. Rap aficionados, my family. Carol and Isaac. This is Elliot, the host of Rap Radio Hour, with my permanent guest, Grizzy.
Always been a guest. I've never gotten the full title.
Yeah, well, permanent guest is what I give you for the last few shows here. We're going to play some new Kendrick. There's a hot new album. I'm sure you've all heard about it by now. But we're gonna play some just in case.
New Kendrick, new Cardi.
New Cardi, new DJ Cardi.
Playboy Cardi. We've only been talking about him for the last 6 weeks on the show. And he finally dropped his album.
Yeah, okay, you're the expert here. So if you guys wanna mention the show at all, if you wanna jump in at any point, feel free to talk to the mic.
We have a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unpack this week.
Yeah, it's been a heavy week. We missed last week because there were illnesses and we were busy, but now we're back and better than ever. Put the headphones on. You can't hear the music. You gotta turn that knob for the volume.
No, because there's a... Oh, okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you know that Bill Nye is coming back with a new TV show?
No.
He is, and Tyler, the creator, did his theme song.
That's very cool.
We can watch a little video about that.
Yeah. He's been very politically active lately, Mr. Bill Nye.
Yeah.
A science advocate.
He's big on climate.
Yeah. The climate.
Anything else? Any other business? There's a new Frank Ocean song that came out last week that I wanted to play.
One?
Yeah, it's with Jay-Z and Tyler, the Creator.
He's a bit of a show-off. Yeah.
I'll see if I can dig that up for
you. What are your opinions on Tyler, the Creator, Frank Ocean?
They're
different people, yeah.
Yeah. They're definitely people, and I think they both have valid opinions, and that's about it, yeah.
Mom, your thoughts? Agree, disagree? What do you think? Into the mic.
I've heard of Frank Ocean.
Oh, good.
Oh, we could play any Frank Ocean song.
Yeah, do you know any of the songs?
Not offhand.
All right.
Not a fan.
No, not offhand.
Oh, not offhand. Big difference.
Yeah, she's dissing Frank Ocean on the air. Careful, Mom. We have a lot of listeners. So.
All right, let's listen to some new Kendrick. Any song you guys like in particular from the new album?
Obviously, I love Humble.
Well, we played that last week.
Yeah, but I still love it. I don't know. I haven't distinguished the names of the songs in my head.
All right, we'll listen to Element. This is the clean version.
Oh, good. Yeah, we don't swear here on the air.
We try not to.
New Kung Fu Kenny. Ain't nobody praying for me. Y'all know what happens on Earth stays on Earth. Here we go.
I don't give a. I'm willing to die for it. I done cry for it. Might take a lie for it. Put the Bible down and go out for an eye for it. D.O.T. my enemy won't catch a vibe for it. Ayy, I've been stumped out in front of my mama. My daddy commissary made it to commas. Tell him all my grandma's dead. So ain't nobody praying for me. I'm on your head. Ayy, 30 millions later, no the feds watching. Auntie on my telegram, like, be cautious. I be hanging out at Tams, I be on Stockton. I don't do it for the gram, I do it for Compton. I'm willing to die for it. You don't know I take your life for it. We ain't going back to broke, family on the ropes. So all you little many rappers better know. If I gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go out on a bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, and route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out. I've been allergic to building with you. I've been allergic to dealing with you. I've been allergic if it ain't about a million with you. Going digital and physical and all y'all, ayy. Bunch of criminals and money in my phone calls, ayy. Be okay, we let the A1 fly. Relocate, jump on the same G5. Check it for me heavy, cause I go, yeah, I go, yeah. They never been ready, yeah, I know, yeah, I know, yeah. 100K spread across the floor, yeah. None of y'all with the flow, yeah. Years in the making, they don't y'all mistake it. I got them by a landslide, we talk about races. You know there's never be a tie, just look at they laces. You know careers take off, just gotta be patient. Mr. 1 through 5, that's the only logic. Fake my death, go to Cuba, that's the only option. Gotta check a fake one, I'ma make it look sexy. If I gotta go out on a bed, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, and route, made it look sexy. They won't take me out my element. Nah, take me out my element. Damned if I do, if I don't, yeah. Goddamn it's all if you won't, yeah. Damn, 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 it's a goddamn shame. You ain't frontline, get out the goddamn way. Oh, they thought they wouldn't go see me, huh? Oh, they thought they cared that real life is the same life they see on TV, huh? Oh, y'all wanna flex on me and be in LA for free, huh? Next time they hit the TN freeway, we need receipt, huh? Cause most of y'all ain't real. Most of y'all go squeal. Most of y'all just envy, but jealousy get you killed. Most of y'all throw rocks and try to hide your hand. Just say his name and I promise that you'll see Candyman. Because it's all in your eyes. Most of y'all tell lies. Most of y'all don't fade. Most of y'all been advised. Last OP, I tried to lift a black artist. But it's the difference between black artists and whack artists.
If I gotta slap it, I'ma make it look sexy.
It's the one and only the world's greatest, the king.
If I gotta go hard on it, I'ma make it look sexy. I pull up, hop out, air out, made it look sexy. They won't take me to my element.
Alright, we're back.
And we're back, Medford. That was a good song. Kendrick's doing a good job.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. He's come so far from being the greatest, and is still the greatest.
You guys have a lot of news to share.
Yeah,
in Nielsen Family.
So,
Isaac, you were in a play.
Isaac was in a play. Oh, what was it called?
Desire Under the Elms by Eugene O'Neill.
Ooh. When was it set?
1920s.
Where?
In a farm in the South. We, the drama department hosted it, and it went well. I think
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you say the themes of the play were?
Ooh, we had dark themes, betrayal, I don't know, darkness.
Who was your character?
Well, let's see. I was a brother on the farm that hated his father and decided to leave and search for a better life in California. And if I could spite my father, so be it.
I think spite's a big theme of the play.
Like, yeah,
revenge and. Maybe a little bit of abandonment, like leaving.
The mothers.
Motherhood is also a strong theme. Excellent point, Mom.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know.
I'm not sure why that mic 4 doesn't work.
Yeah, so it was a good play. I think it turned out pretty well. But on stage, closing night, we were all there, packed theater. The tension was high. The emotions were at a breaking point. Accents were thick. And what should happen but a leg snap, an actual breaking of the leg, live on stage.
Yes.
Not breaking, but, you know, dislocating of a knee. But she broke a leg.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Isaac, what was the mood backstage when that happened?
Very tense. We were worried about her. We were worried if the show could go on, as it must. And lo and behold, she powered through and managed to keep going after a short break. And with a dislocated knee, it got back into place, and she went on.
Who did the relocating of the knee?
Well, it popped back in right after it dislocated. So, I mean, technically she did. So,
so why'd she stop, huh? baby?
Elliot's sitting in the stands booing.
Actively booing, yeah.
What do you think would have happened if the show hadn't gone on? Would you have, like, come out and apologized? Would you have, like, tried to do it without her? Because she's pretty critical for the whole show.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I always dreamed of playing that role myself.
What would have meant to you to have taken over that role?
I think it would have been
a breakout star.
I think playing that sassy Southern woman would have been pretty good. I think I could have definitely had that role and taken it to its prime.
You could have showed off your range a little more.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of bad characters, like a lot of like mean people lately.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're being a bit typecast, I think.
I'm
as a villain.
I'm a pretty mean guy, as you can tell. I'm related to Elliot Nielsen, so.
Well, you play what you know.
He had to be to survive that household. Mom can attest to that. It was a dog eat dog sort of world.
Dog eat dog.
Dog eat dog. That's a line for the play.
Oh, gotcha.
I repeated it multiple times.
Isaac, can you do the line dog eat dog to my face?
Wow. Let dog eat dog.
Wow, this sounds like an intense play.
Yeah, it was intense. It was kind of hard to understand some of the lines because it was a pretty thick accent. But that's just to test the quality of the actors and the stage direction.
Yeah.
Nice.
I was really impressed with the stage manager. She came out of nowhere and she was really, on top of everything. She apologized. She explained it pretty clearly. What did you think, Mom?
I think she did a very good job.
Yeah.
Great. And you guys went to dinner after the play?
Oh, we went to dinner before the play, actually.
Oh, before the play.
Well, we went to dinner twice. Yeah. We went to dinner with Isaac.
A two-dinner night.
Yeah. Mom and myself and my brother went to dinner because Isaac had to get ready early for, call.
Right.
And then we went to dinner a second time with my aunts and my mom. And I didn't have anything to eat, but I had something to watch. And it was Elizabeth Warren, our state senator, and our congressperson. Congressperson? No.
State senator.
Senator. Our U.S. senator. World superstar, Elizabeth Warren. She did not sit down. She persisted,
She ate dinner standing up. Yep.
They asked her to seat, and she said, I will not yield the floor. It was so
weird.
That's
really impressive.
It's really weird.
She hasn't taken a seat since February.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's dedicated. I think she's going for 2020,
She's not going to sit down until she sits down in the Oval.
How long do you think you can stand for before your legs just stop working and you faint?
When I was a kid, I had the Guinness Book of World Records 2005, and the world record for longest time standing up was 17 years.
17 years?
Yeah, he slept standing up. He had a board that he would lean against.
Wow.
Why?
Gotta do that for the record.
I mean, now we're talking about him.
I mean, maybe he has a medical condition.
Okay.
He can't sit down.
I still lay down.
I doubt it.
Maybe your heart only works.
I think I could stand up for maybe 8 hours.
I don't know if I could do that. I've heard of a professor back in the University of Utah who used to teach the anatomy course back in like the 80s or something. And he would talk about heart valves. And he actually had his own artificial heart valve. And how nowadays they make them out of plastic or nylon or like sometimes a pig valve will be replaced.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they used something called a ball and cage valve, which was literally an iron ball or an aluminum ball in a metal cage, so that when blood would pump, you could get blood through, but it wouldn't go back. It wouldn't go backwards because the ball would plug it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it had two consequences. First, if it was a really quiet room, you could hear it ticking when his heart was beating. And another thing was that he couldn't lean over because he would like he would die because the heart, the valve would only work if gravity was forcing it down.
Oh my god!
So like if you leaned too far over, he would just like pass out and then you know his heart would stop working. It would still beat, but there'd just be no blood going around. Yeah.
Jeez. So
a lot of improvements in valves lately.
Do you think about getting a replacement?
I think he's dead. But anyway, he also probably stood up for a long time.
I mean, yeah, I guess
17
so.
Years, but
wow, that's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Any other news to report?
Elizabeth Warren is a fine diner. It's really strange seeing someone very famous like in real life
just having a meal.
Just having a meal. Like, she was like it was like a fancy sort of restaurant. It was a hotel restaurant.
Okay. In Cambridge?
Yeah, yeah. Near MIT, sort of.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a normal person. I was gonna go up and say hi to her, but I didn't really know if that's like an appropriate thing. I think for politicians it's more okay because like that's
yeah,
their job.
Yeah, you pay their bill.
I didn't
or you
vote
pay
for
their
her,
salary,
but yeah, I guess I do sort of pay taxes. No, actually, I pay Utah
you
taxes.
You pay Utah taxes.
Yeah,
pay taxes. Let's talk
about
that. You
pay
federal taxes.
I do pay federal taxes. Yeah. Is she paid by the federal government?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mom.
So there you go.
How do you feel about taxes, Mom?
Oh, hold on. Somebody's calling in.
Oh, my goodness.
I put it in my guess.
Caller, you're live on air. What's up?
Can I request two songs?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
What do you want to hear?
John Denver, Country Roads, and John Denver, Colorado High.
All right, I'm pulling up Country Road by John Denver. Take Me Home Country Roads. It's a classic.
Yeah, Country Roads is one, and the other one is Colorado High.
Colorado High, also by John Denver.
Yes. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Not really sure what to do with that.
Well, yeah, I guess I'll put it in the queue.
It's not really our type of music.
That's okay. We can. Do you think there's a rap remix?
Oh, that's a good question. Let me see if somebody remixes it.
Do you think they would take offense if we played that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe.
You just play a snippet.
Yeah, we'll play a tribute.
So I'm gonna play "Take Me Home, Country Road," the original, while we find a rap remix of it.
All right, sounds good.
Well, compromise, and then we'll play some Cardi.
Almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place.
Country me, I grew up in a school, rocking yellow and blue, but now I'm G-Town, reppin' that 302. I'm a honky at heart, but a rapper by trade. Always staying sharp like the edge of a blade. No one ever had big bucks, shooting for the dozo. Trying to get my racks up, play that back in slow-mo. Bucks, throw back, show, nutty like a low blow. Think I'm going loco, kicking like dojos. Oh no, my flow's cooler than a snow globe. Chickens better go home, fry them all like Rofo. Burgers on the grill now, barefoot, no shoes. Beer up in the cooler, but I'm steady drinking Mountain Dew. Never make a mountain view, but all we got is sand piles. R.I.P. the Tyler, if you feel me, let's get buck wild. Country roads, take me home to the place to die below. Take me home, country roads. Got my four-wheeler cruising down past in the woods, fell off.
do you guys think of this rap remix of Country Roads?
I gotta say, it's innovative. Wasn't what I was expecting. I don't remember saying the number out loud either. I've been waiting for this for a long time.
Yeah, we always say Colin, but we never say the number to call into. Maybe that's been our flaw.
Interesting. You don't want to listen to the song?
I don't really want to listen to the song.
All right, well, you know, we did our duty.
Yeah, you know, we played the song. We'll play a little bit more of it later.
Yeah.
All right, Playboi Carti released his album, Playboi Carti. It's been long waited. All the blogs are talking about it. All the Twitter people are talking about it. Yeah. Everyone who likes A$AP Rocky's talking about it.
Okay.
Magnolia is a song from it that I really like. It's about doing a certain dance move in New York.
What do you think is more popular right now, this or Kendrick?
Kendrick.
Okay.
Without question. This is a bad album. Every single song sounds exactly the same. This is the best song off it.
All right.
That's all I have to say about Cardi.
I guess we'll listen.
Yeah. That's all right. We got another caller. Caller, what's going on?
You're live in the air. Hello? Hello?
All right. Sorry about that, caller.
I heard a single laugh. In New York, I'm in the rock. Hiding in my socks. Running from an up. And I shoot at up. What? And I'm on the block. What? And I'm on the block. In New York, I'm in the rock. It was her.
Did she get scared?
Oh. Selling every rock.
What? You need to answer the phone. Good
Rap
remix.
Radio hour.
Is that what this is? Sometimes I forget without enough reminders.
Rap radio hour.
Oh, we can't hear it, Mom.
Oh, anyway.
Keep the headphones on.
So that was Cardi Magnolia. I can't play all of it because it's not clean. But you should listen to the album. There's like 3 or 4 good songs.
Mom, do you have any recommendations or requests?
Oh, hold on. We have a caller.
Okay.
Caller, what's going on? What did you think about?
Caller, hello. you are on air.
Is this the famous Isaac Nielsen that I'm speaking to right now?
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
You're talking
this is
the
rap
radio hour.
You're
also talking to Elliot Nielsen, and Isaac Nielsen's a guest.
Is this the famous actress who continued on stage?
Wait, this is her?
Yeah, this is the actress.
Wait, we have to do an on-air interview.
Yeah, we want to ask you about your experience last night. The whole campus is buzzing about it.
Okay, so walk me through the incident.
Okay, so I was acting, which is when you pretend to be someone you're not. And
who are you pretending to be? Out of curiosity.
Oh, I was pretending to be Abby. She's a woman from the city in North Carolina, I think, and she really wants this farm.
Okay.
Even though all these men are in her way. And I was acting, and suddenly my kneecap decided it didn't like where it was. So it popped out of place, and I popped it back into place.
Jesus.
And tried to keep acting, but that was a horrible idea.
How would you describe the experience? Was it pleasant, unpleasant, painful?
Oh, I feel like, can it be all of those things?
About it?
What did you enjoy about it?
What was pleasant about it was being able to finish the show afterwards and knowing that I am able to perform while my kneecap is in severe pain. That's like a pretty good, that's like something to put on your resume, you know?
So was your knee in pain the entire time for the rest of the show?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. So, like, adrenaline takes care of that. So.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Kind of, I think, maybe. I definitely went home and took Tylenol and fell asleep immediately, so I don't know if that's as impressive.
Well, how do you feel today?
We'll see. We'll see. I've been walking around a lot because I'm stubborn, but I'm hanging in there.
We're proud of you.
That's
my
amazing.
Mother is very impressed with you, aren't you, Mom? Would you like to?
Very impressed. Oh
my God. Yeah, we weren't expecting that, were you?
Surprise!
Wow, this is probably the best. This is the best interview I've ever participated in.
This is the best interview we've ever had.
Yeah, this is going really well.
Oh my
it's
God.
A two-way street.
So are you going to celebrate today in any particular way?
I am. Actually, we're having a cast party tonight. I'm set at the house for it now, actually. We're making paper plate awards. And Isaac's paper plate award is pretty funny.
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Yeah. It's something to look forward to. I heard Isaac is going to shave live on Facebook Live.
He is.
Yep.
Live action.
Is he going to shave himself or is someone going to shave him?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a good question.
I think it'd be better if he was held down and shaved.
Yeah, some sort of like guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
Someone comes out of nowhere with a razor.
Okay.
Wow. Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks
me
for calling
there.
In.
Yeah, no problem.
So,
do you have any requests for rap that you'd like to play on the air?
Oh, what when you say rap, what do you mean? Can I
all right, thanks for calling in.
can you play Novocaine?
Yeah, I can. Actually, that fulfills a lot of different requests we have. We have a request for Frank Ocean, and you just requested a Frank Ocean song.
Great.
So two birds with one stone.
All right.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Bye.
That's amazing. I can't believe we got the story of the day.
That was the perfect interview. You know, here on Rap Radio Hour, we get the hottest scoops with the best recommendations. The greatest callers, too. Yeah. Just the best.
The greatest people.
All right, so what song are we playing right now?
We're going to listen to Novocaine by Frank Ocean, but I just realized it's quite explicit.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm trying to find a clean version.
All right, we'll do our best. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, this might be a tough one. I might have to live censor it.
All right, this will be fun. You're gonna censor with muting or with us talking over it or maybe dropping
some
bombs?
No, I'll mute it. I just have to listen right. along.
Are there rules about?
Yeah, you can't have curse swearing. Words.
Oh,
you're not supposed to. Every so often, one will slip in there, but
how do the other radio stations have swearing?
They usually don't.
Well, XM radio, I think, has allowed to have curse words, but terrestrial, no.
There's a lot of rules against with the FCC.
I'm going to try to do some live censoring of Frank Ocean's Novocaine.
All right. So we'll be talking so you can stay focused. I think the next logical step is get the rest of the cast in here.
Yeah, just do the cast party live on the air.
What do you think was the best part about this performance?
I think the cast, definitely.
The cast's best. All right.
The cast, we're all a very close-knit group. Mm-hmm. We bonded quite well, even though it was obvious I should have been Abby, the role that we just had our lovely interview with.
Yeah. I think she likes to know that you think you're better than her.
Oh, she already does. We talk about this quite often. But definitely the cast. It was a wonderful experience to be with them all.
Yeah. So how does this compare to your high school performances? We know you've been an actor for quite some time now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just talk about that a little bit.
Well, I felt this was definitely more professional. This was a more serious show. Probably a lot more fulfilling, in my opinion.
So how does rap come into the show at all? Would you say it's relevant in any way? And does it speak to the struggles, perhaps, of the Southern communities we suffer even until today?
Well, I would say I had to keep rhythm at one point in the show. And a lot of the words are very poetic. So I think there was rhythm and poetry overall, which I think is the very definition of rap. So that's how I would tie it into rap overall. Yeah.
What do you think, Grant? Is he lying?
Hold on, I'm going to have to censor a lot coming
all right.
up.
Mom, we're calling you in.
Let me know when I'm gone. Let me know. Let me know. Let me know.
Can you talk about your experience with the play? What did you think of it? What did you think the play meant to you?
What do you think of the play, Mom? Is
there... Nothing. All right.
Wow.
This is a meaningless play.
Our mother is speechless about the play.
For those of you at home who can't see, our mom is terribly shy.
Terribly shy, blushing, laughing, has her head in her hand right now. Oh. I blame it on
the model bra with the Hollywood smile. All right, I think we're good until next chorus.
Excellent. So what do you think? Is rap and hip-hop nothing more than a beat and speaking poetically?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit more than that.
Is it the sampling that makes it different? What do you mean?
What exactly is different? I'd like to know.
Different from what?
From
acting?
Desire Under the Elms.
Yeah. I think my play is pretty similar to most rap I've heard.
So. Have you ever seen that SNL skit where Lin-Manuel Miranda is like the cool English teacher and he tries to make Shakespeare hip-hop, but all the kids have like heard that before?
No.
Hold on, we'll play.
That'd be an excellent thing for the radio, actually.
Yeah, we like to play a lot of YouTube videos.
Isaac, what do you think of Lin-Manuel Miranda?
I like Lin-Manuel Miranda. I have talked about Hamilton quite a bit in classes.
Of course, for those of you who don't know, Lin-Manuel Miranda is the songwriter and star of
Here's the
Hamilton. All right, all right, set them down. This class and already ran off another teacher. So we got you a substitute today. Also, what is that smell in here? Your changing bodies are pumping out so much sweat, and now you're trying to cover it up with Axe body spray. It's not working. You stankin' little hot pockets.
A little bit mean there.
Anyway.
It's an inner city school.
Your substitute teacher is here, so shut up and listen to this dude.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
What up, fam? My name is Dale Sweeze. You can call me Dale, you can call me Sweeze. But let's take the mister out of the picture.
Oh, man. Not this guy.
Hey, let me ask you a question, mi hombre. You like hip-hop? You like dope beats? Well, what if I told you that the greatest rapper of all time isn't Tupac, isn't Biggie? It's actually...
Shakespeare?
It's actually Shakespeare.
Yeah, dude, we know you're not the first well-meaning sub to try and reach us through hip-hop.
Let me guess. You were about to open your laptop and perform a rap version of Hamlet's To Be or Not To Be?
No, to Be or what? Not To Be. That is no, I wasn't going to do that.
Oh, wow, you already recorded it. Very sad.
This is actually mad inspiring. Because I came in here thinking I was the teacher, but maybe you guys are going to be the ones to
teach you.
Damn.
We've been through this so many times, man. There was that divorce lady who used hip-hop to teach us poetry.
Yeah, and remember that white ballet dancer from last week?
Yeah. First, we taught her hip-hop, and then she taught us ballet. But for some reason, she could only teach us ballet through hip-hop.
I would love just like a quiet math class.
Well, let me tell you my story. It just might surprise you.
Not likely.
I went out to Hollywood, did the whole actor thing. I was out there for over 7 weeks. Know how many parts I got? Zero. Know how many auditions I went on? Over 4. One day I said to myself, wait a minute, Dale. What if the greatest part in the greatest movie is Dale Sweeze? In real life.
Cool, man. Before you even started talking, I wrote down, went to Hollywood, failed hard.
Whoa, my man. You just put the whole system on trial.
So anyway.
Seems like a pretty a cliche I wasn't really aware of.
Yeah, it's a little close to home for some.
Oh, no. Guess not for us. Isaac, how many times do you think you've been taught through hip-hop and rap?
A grand total of 0, I believe.
All right, so this is actually just be a cool novel experience for us.
Yeah, I want Dale Sweeze as my English teacher.
Dale Sweeze.
I want Lin-Manuel Miranda as my English teacher.
Okay, let's play some more music, shall we?
Yeah, we've kind of been light on the music. We're notorious for never playing an entire song all the way through.
We've been critically reviewed in a few aspects of our show, but mostly it's just positive and glowing. And
through critical text messages that I receive afterwards.
Stop it. I just want to hear the song.
Yeah, I don't think you played an entire song all the way through.
We always have new listeners. We're never repeat listeners. Yeah.
So Frank Ocean released a song called Biking with Tyler, the Creator, and Jay-Z. We'll see if we can live censor it as well.
Time. What goes around, comes around. Hey, time. Turn the music up. Yeah. Goes around, comes around. What goes like goes a cycle. Everything that comes around, goes around. Fuck goes down, get you some eye. Life goes a cycle. What comes around, goes around. So far it goes down. Get some icicles. All the mommy for all of y'all. Wristwatch got a Russian face like an oligarch. 12 o'clock, boy, silly nice. Huh. Willie in traffic, I'm feeling nice. ET on the handles. Handlebars like a Xanax. Sham guard with the N1 moves. Throw that shit around your neck. Right quick, broke boys get fixed. Right quick, nice Sylvester with these bike flips. That's a full cab and a backflip. Sidebar.
Arm stretch your teeth like I nailed it. Rap moving slow like a creep. Shirt in the breeze like I'm sailing. And I walk in my sleep, I can't help this. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? I couldn't get from nobody else that. When's the last time I asked for some help that I couldn't get from nobody else yet? Nobody. I don't get weak in the knees. Honey spread out like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sandals. Open the sky, get a handful. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. DV's got the angels. I'm breaking. God. Biking, I'm biking, I'm biking slow-mo. Maybe the four will excite in the smoke. I'm cold when the temperatures dip below 70. How can I be burr around LA coast? The diamonds is plural, the Tiffany brooch. On my lapel at the table, I'm giving a toast. The first wedding that I've been in my 20s. Thinking maybe someone is not something to own. Maybe the government got nothing thinking. Maybe the feeling just comes and it goes. Think I want me a little one, I look like my clone. Me and my baby can do on our own. I landed a trick on my impossibles. I'm watching my toes, 24 hours like they never close. I'm biking, I'm biking, I'm biking these blocks, yeah. Since been ball, I sold all this ice up and slossing. I'm biking uphill and it's burning my quads. I'm biking downhill and it sound like a fishing rod. Savage, I'm biking, yeah.
From cold water to the shawl, alcoholic why I handle the ball. It's a PK, PK, ripper, nah, you can't fuck boy. That's my problem, yeah. I got a my tie smoking when I stop, okay. Nobody me, my accolade take from my neck. Pedal, I drown in the heat. My sapphire's drowning my sweat. White Max, but I jet Jackson. I'm saving the streets. I'm Roger Rabbit in the air. I don't care. Big Willie style, yeah. Nickel wheel, one wheel, one wheel, one wheel. I fishtail downhill, yeah. I rose my rate. Brand new brakes. Why name is Slater? Ask my date.
I don't get weak in the knees. Honey spread out like a fan. Perfect like some Gucci sand. Open the sky, get a handle. Torso marked up like a vandal. How you not fucking with cash? God give you what you can handle. Give you what you can handle. I got the grip like a handle. And I'm biking. I'm biking with me and my Daniel. AD's got the angels. DV's got the angles. I'm breaking.
What'd you guys think of that song?
I thought it was definitely hip hop and rap.
Definitely.
Not really the country that I was hoping for.
Mm. I think it belonged on Rap Radio Hour. Hence why it was on Rap Radio Hour.
Yeah. What do you think, Mom?
I thought it was not so good.
Not so good.
Not so good.
Ooh, we got a critic in the room.
Thumbs down from Carol. Mom, what do you think would be a good example of a rap song? Like a good rap that you like? You don't like any rap?
You don't like?
You've never liked a rap?
No.
Did you like any of Hamilton?
I like Hamilton, but that wasn't real rap.
Ooh, that's an insult to Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh my goodness.
There's hip-hop in Hamilton.
Wow. What did you like about Hamilton? He can play sound effects.
I like the story.
You like the story. Okay, you want you history. Want
you want rap with the story then?
Is that rap with the history?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm gonna play the video that Bill Nye made for his new show
with
Tyler the Creator. It's a funny video, and the theme song is like just a more modern version of the old one.
Does Liquid Swords have like fatty? Bill, it's got a sword. Bill, 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 Bill.
It would come on Saturday, Saturday morning.
Is there a video?
Before the cartoons. My favorite part was the location. Yeah, it was always like this random, you never really knew where the wall ended, and I always thought that was tight.
That was the whole idea. That was the whole idea, that the world is the laboratory. Come with us. We're having the coolest time because we're in the world. That was the premise. You got to love you, man. Bell, 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 bell. But it's did crazy. You listen to the original theme song? Because when you made the new one, and I very much appreciate it, it has kind of a little tip of the hat to the original song.
The first one is really sick. I love the fast-pacedness of it. If you take out that snare, it could be a house song. That show, it got kids to not hate science class.
Yes!
And that worked. That full-on worked.
Because you like science. Look at you now. Bell, boom, bell. He's the man. He's got the beat. He understood the beat, which is goes back to the original song from 25 years ago. Anyway, we really appreciate it, man. It's fantastic.
No, thank you.
Oh no, I love you, man.
It's so great.
I believe, if I understand the use of this term, original gangsters.
Save the world, Bill.
Isn't that incredible?
That is amazing.
I think it sounds like Bill and I just liked it because it resembled the old theme song.
Yeah. He sounds like he has a deep appreciation of the art.
We can listen to the original.
Let's do that. You can compare and contrast.
Yeah. So you got that in your head. This is the original.
Mom, do you remember Bill Nye? The science guy.
It is a house song. You don't need to take out the snare. So pretty similar.
Yeah, yeah. I think he really inspired a generation.
I also like the fast-pacedness of it.
Yeah, it's an energetic song. It gets kids ready to love science.
Yeah.
I watched Bill Nye the Science Guy. Did you?
I watched it in science class.
Yeah, we watched it in science class. Those were the best days.
Yeah, they would show an episode of Bill Nye that was like vaguely related to what we were learning.
And there you go.
Whenever the teacher is like, oh, okay, I forgot to plan a lesson.
Yeah, I'm going to phone it in today.
It's a really bad incentive structure because like the kids love it, the teacher loves it, and like
but you don't learn.
That you don't learn. It's just.
I mean, you sort of learn.
They should make all the TV like unpleasant so that the kids don't love it. They'd rather have class instead.
Yeah, but then you have no reprieve from school if TV is terrible. If TV is worse than school, how do you relax from school?
Well,
that's the point.
You relax from TV by going to school and learning.
Yeah. You just flip it. You
make everything worse.
No one would watch TV.
Yeah, well, I mean, you'd have to for some, you know, like a civic duty.
I don't want the government telling me what to watch, man.
Any thoughts, Mom? No thoughts? Is there anything you'd like to talk about, Mom, that we can discuss?
Nope.
Your futures?
Nope.
We're graduating soon. That's something.
Yay.
You know about that? Talk to the mic,
Yay.
Mom. Yay, yeah.
Yay.
So, Grant, do you know what you're doing after graduation?
Not really.
Me
do you?
Neither.
Yeah. All right, no. Whatever.
How do you feel about that, Mom? That he doesn't know what he's doing?
Yeah.
I feel fine.
You feel fine. You feel confident.
I feel confident he will find something.
Something, yeah.
Is that the only sound effect you have?
No, you've got a lot.
Rap Radio Hour.
Sorry. My bad.
Oh, there's one more.
A bomb.
Dropping the bomb. I feel like that shouldn't be illegal to play on the radio.
You think it's going to trick somebody?
Well, in this day and age, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true. We can talk about politics. We always talk about politics.
Oh.
We don't always talk
about politics. Yeah, we do.
We sort of stumble into current events.
So we have a new president who we haven't mentioned yet.
I wouldn't say new. It's been 100 days.
Almost. Do you think he's going to retire after 100 days? Do you think?
No, but there's a funny joke on the most recent SNL skit about that.
Oh, good. They're having a good time, comedy people. With this new presidency.
I feel like comedy people are always having a good time.
I don't know.
Not necessarily.
Are you a comedy person?
I am a comedy person.
That's right.
Let's talk about his comedy group.
Oh, God.
Hey, how's the Institute musical going?
It's going pretty well. We are well...
Is it
going
to be rap?
Yeah, we have some rap battles in the musical.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When's the date? When is it?
I'm not sure. I think the 20-something? Let me check. It's going to be good, though.
You're in a musical?
Yeah. Our sketch comedy group puts on a musical every year.
It's usually very good.
Yes.
It's not a joke musical. It's a real musical.
It's the real thing. We write it ourselves. We put it together. We make people laugh, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a few tears.
I think I missed it last year, but the one my sophomore year was my favorite Institute show of the year.
Yeah. It should be good.
Do you rap?
I don't rap personally in the show.
Do you sing? What's
the plot of the show? Can you divulge any details?
I'm not sure how much I'm allowed to divulge. Okay, screw it. Okay.
No, you can't screw it. Just are there twists and turns?
I want to know.
I'll give you the general plot.
Yeah, let's hear the general plot. You don't need to ruin any surprises.
There's a cult. It's about a cult.
Okay, perfect.
There you go.
That's all we know.
Yeah.
I'm really into it.
Twists and turns, lovely things. It's going to be a good time. Should all come.
Great.
When is it?
I'm trying to figure that out.
Oh, you're a terrible representative.
Bad ad.
Bad ad. Bad ad.
Mom, Rap cool, Radio Hour.
That's a cool bracelet you've got there, Mom. What kind of flag is that?
This is the flag of France.
Oh, let's talk about France for a minute. I hear Le Pen is doing terrifyingly well.
I haven't seen any recent polls, but I can fix that right now.
I've heard it's neck and neck.
Really?
For between those Le Pen and Macron?
Well, when the primary is coming up. It's next week, isn't
it? Yeah, and I've heard there's a recent surge for the extreme left-wing candidate as well.
Which one? The communist one or the socialist one?
I think the communists. I'm not sure, though. We'll see the polls.
The Wikipedia page for the French presidential election is really good at aggregating polls, so I'm going to find that right now.
For those that don't know, France is in the throes of an election year.
Like we were.
There's a very populist, very conservative candidate called Le Pen of the Nationalist Front who wants to remove France from the
Union. Did I ever show you the song that I found about Marine Le Pen, the rap song?
No.
Oh, we'll play that.
Okay, yeah. Welcome back to the Politics and Rap Radio Hour.
Okay, so the most recent poll is from April 4th. You're kind of right. Mélenchon, who I think is the socialist one. Amon is the communist one, I think. No, Mélenchon is the communist. Amon is the socialist. He's around 20-25%. Macron has dropped. He's in the 20s. And where's Le Pen? Is she not in this poll? And Le Pen is lower than Macron, which is crazy. Okay,
I need to... Would you describe the socialist one as akin to Bernie Sanders here?
No.
Okay.
Jean-Luc Mélenchon is... he has like his own thing going.
Can we learn about the election from a rap, maybe?
Yeah. You can learn everything you need to know about the French election from this one rap song.
Is it in English?
No, it's in French. But I have the I asked the guy to send me the lyrics, and he did, and he did, and I translated them, so I have a better idea of what
you
the song
asked him
about.
To send you the lyrics.
Yeah.
Did you write from Melisma about this?
No.
You're just interested.
I just like messaged him in French and was like, send me the lyrics.
Wow, that's cool.
Anyway, so this the song is called Weekend avec Marine Le Pen. Marine Le Pen is the far right Front National candidate. Her father, Jean-Marie Le Pen, is like the guy that started the Front National, and he's a Holocaust denier and general all around bad dude. So there's some jokes in here about not inviting him on the weekend because he's too racist. And then Marine Le Pen has a niece named Marion Maréchal, and she's a Front National like member of parliament. And so the chorus translates to like, we're going on a weekend with Marine Le Pen, and then with Marion Maréchal, we're going to ride horses. It's a tongue-in-cheek rap song about spending a weekend with the Le Pens and doing all sorts of terrible things.
Can you translate live?
No, but I'll point out my favorite lines.
All right, cool. I'm sure you have a huge audience for this part.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end.
Avec Marion Maréchal, balade à cheval.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end.
Avec Marion Maréchal, balade à cheval.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end. J'invite pas Jean-Marie car il est trop antisémite.
So that line is, I'm not inviting Jean-Marie because he's too anti-Semitic.
Jean-Marie car il est trop antisémite. Yeah, yeah. Marion Maréchal cuisine la bonne cam dans le four comme en Allemagne. Moi je pars en week-end avec Marine Le Pen. Tu regardes des 17, tu écoutes Kerry James. Marine, écoute pas Filippo, c'est encore qu'un homo qui porte que du Philippin. Jean-Marie Le Pen, Jean-Marie Le Pen, sur le devant de la scène. Jean-Marie Le Pen va pas cracher l'oseille, il est toujours en vie. Il va tous nous tuer, ce bon vieux Jean-Marie.
Tout calaché tous les jours de la semaine. J'ai le smile quand je vois que Marine m'appelle. Elle dit les rois, tu fais quoi ce week-end? Yeah.
Just the cadence is funny.
He's really funny.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end.
Avec Marion Maréchal, balade à cheval.
It's also like really catchy. When I first heard the song, it was stuck in my head for like the rest of the day.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end. J'invite pas Jean-Marie car il est trop antisémite.
Avec Marine Le Pen, on part en week-end.
J'invite pas Jean-Marie car il est trop antisémite. Jean-Marie m'appelle sur le téléphone. Il me dit viens ce week-end, on va faire
any
une
translations.
So that was like Jean-Marie is like asking his niece to get the phone, and then like we're gonna do, he says like we're gonna do like, and he says ratonade, which means like a racist attack.
Moi je lui réponds désolé mon négro, mais Marion Maréchal je la trouve tarée ramonade. Je me sens comme un immigré qui parle même pas français mais qui touche bien les allocs. Petite salope de Marion Maréchal, je parle encore de toi car tu m'invites au cinéma. On va aller voir du Hébrouillard, une belle fiction avec une jolie histoire. Et les acteurs, moi je trouve qu'ils sont trop payés.
So the second half of that verse is him describing going to a movie with one of them, but he doesn't like it because he thinks the actors are paid too much, which is like must be some sort of like inside joke with like a comment that one of them made, but I'm not sure what the relevance of that is.
Wow. Oh, I found the date of the musical.
When is it?
April 28th.
Perfect.
Y'all should come. It'll be lit.
Mom, are you coming for that one too?
Fly out for the Institute musical.
I could fly back out across the country.
No, that's okay.
When is it? Is it at night?
Yeah, it's most likely at 9 p.m.
Great.
Right. I'll try to make that fit in. It's the day before Spring Fling.
Do you think this song is popular in France?
No, it only has about 3,000 plays on SoundCloud.
Oh, okay.
But I really would like it to blow up. I think it could change the dynamics of the election.
I mean, it better be quick because they've only got so many days.
I've been trying. I mean,
you've been playing on the air.
I've been showing it to a lot of people. You know, favoriting it over and over. I sent him the message like asking for the lyrics. He said like no problem, and then sent me them, and then said like in return you need to like play it, like as in like in a DJ set. I was like, I'll try my best.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm glad he's proud of it. You know, it sounds like a biting political commentary.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's some sort of satire, yeah. And I think there's a lot of jokes in there that I don't understand.
I think me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I missed most of it.
It went over my head. It's too deep.
I didn't understand the language. It just seemed...
It's not about the words, dude. It's about the sound.
The haters are so weird. Yeah.
All right, we have time for one more song. Any requests?
Yeah, something to pep you up.
Yeah.
All
right, we'll play a new Kendrick song.
Okay.
This is Love, featuring Zachary. This is the Rap Radio Hour. We only have a few more shows left, so if you want us to do something fun for you, call in.
Tune in.
Woo!
Rap, though, mostly.
Yeah. Strict rules here.